You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Now here's Andy! Hello!
Hello. This is my very first show, kids! It's gonna be a banger! Get the cold beer! Hello, kids! Welcome to Andy Land Radio. I am your host, Andrew Willis. I'm giving until it hurts. Let me tell you, it's a lot of fun. Hello, Tyler, if you're listening, my beloved Tyler, my Gail King, my Pats, my best friend, let me tell you. And everyone else who's out there listening, hello to you too. We got a lot to talk about. We got the VMAs that just happened. That was kind of a crazy, wild show, let me tell you. Nicki Minaj just hit it out of the park. Madonna looked like an absolute avatar. It was weird. It was spooky. But, you know, we'll get into that and more. We have Lil Sky, Swimmer, Junior Senior, Always, Adrian Teacher, and the Subs. And so many more really great, fabulous artists here that's going to be playing on the show. So we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get into some music, some talk about the VMAs, all that happening here on Andy Land Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
School's in session this September, and Andy's giving you a masterclass. Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Want to be a part of the show? Dial 604-822-CITR and join the fun.
There's a lot of stuff that's going on right now with fashion that kind of drives me up the wall. And one of the things that's driving me up the wall, let me tell you, is people wearing Champion sportswear. It's over. It's done. I mean, please, let me tell you some things. Like Thrasher. Like when I see anyone wearing a Thrasher hoodie, I kind of just like cringe. I'm like, you know what? You got to let it go. Today's the day, August 22nd. If you're wearing a Thrasher hoodie, honey, put it away, burn it, just file it somewhere with your Gap emails, you know, the stuff that you just never want to look at. That's the Thrasher hoodie. And now it's the Champion sportswear stuff. It's so basic now. Well, it's like a staple item, you know what I mean? But I'm over it. But you know what is one thing that I'm not over? Is love. And we're going to be talking about that next on the show. But right now, we got Love from Outer Space here on Andy Land Radio. CITR 101.9 FM. It is A.R. Kane with the wonderful song Love from Outer Space. Right here on Andy Land Radio.
She loves me, she loves me, she loves me. Love from outer space. She loves me, she loves me, she loves me. Love from outer space. She loves me, she loves me, she loves me.
CITR 101.9 FM.
I was out with Tyler today, which is always a blast. For those of you who do not know Tyler, Tyler's just like my best friend. I've known him for like 10 years. We've seen it all. We've rocked and rolled together. We've danced. We've kicked high. We kicked low. Honey, he's thrown me out of his house, let me tell you, a couple times before on some drunken festive nights. We've gone to arguments. There's been pottery thrown around. But you know what? That's the kind of love that you need. It's a love from outer space, a love from some sort of mental dysphoria or something. Anywho, I love Tyler. So Tyler works at Christian Dior. He's bougie. He's bad and bougie. He's a lot of fun. And so I went to see him today. And I was downtown and we got some donaires, it was a lot of fun. Well, we also got A&W because I love to eat, as some people may know. And so we're sitting outside. It's a lot of fun. And I see this super hot guy just roll up on a skateboard, buy some donaire while it's being made. He's just like skating around, checking things out. And I just look at Tyler and I say, honey, this guy's for me. Like, I want him to marry me. Like, he's so hot. I don't know what it was. Like, it wasn't like he was wearing anything spectacular or whatever. He's just wearing some Dockers or, you know, some, you know, khaki pants and some Vans and a white t-shirt. And I just was like blown away. It was the tattoos, though. There's something about a guy with tattoos. And I don't mean nice tattoos. Like, I don't like perfect calligraphy. I don't like a guy who is, you know, like, has like, it's perfectly done, right? Like, I like a guy who looks like it was done by a merchant marine, right? After like a drunken night somewhere in LA, you know, somewhere on the strip. I'm an LA kid. Maybe that's my thing. Like, maybe I just need to move to LA and I'll find a really hot skater guy there. Who knows? But Tyler's seeing somebody, which is a lot of fun. So shout out to Amit, his boyfriend, who he's been with for a while. And they're just such a groovy, fun pair. So they got a lot of lust in their life. They got a lot of love and a lot of fun. And we got that coming up next here on Andy Land Radio, CITR 101.9. It is Lust by Lil Skies. Why not? A little rap track to keep things up. CITR 101.9. Block me, I'ma show aggression. Slide on your block like Danny Glover with a lethal weapon. I fucked your thought, she gave me top, I guess that's my confession. Got no regrets, I made mistakes, but I learned from my lessons. Trapping by the stoop, villains pull up to the coupe. My car ain't got no roof, thought this shit was bulletproof. I can't feel my face, smoking on Gorilla Glue. Zooming in the coupe, that's the shit I like to do.
Jesus, yellow diamond shining like I'm Pikachu. I'm a boss, nigga, get that bag and make the moves. No, I don't like the loose, so I be going in, yeah. I'm trying to cop a Benz, yeah. Pull up and drop like 10, yeah. You trying to chase the life, well, I'm trying to chase the Benz, yeah. She wanna fuck with friends, yeah. I got them in the trends, yeah. Hey, but now they tell me I switched up. Take this backwood to the face, then grab my cup. Shawty say she coming through, she on her way to fuck. It's a lot of lust, not a lot of love. Hey, I stack it up, can't get enough. See your shorty with you, she look at me and she blush. I'm a Jimmy nigga, I don't take her out to lunch. It's a lot of lust, not a lot of love. Hey, bitch, not a lot of love. It's a lot of lust, not a lot of love. Not a lot of love, it's a lot of lust, not a lot of love. Not a lot of love, rolling in the coupe when she was rolling out the drugs. Looking for the wine, girl, you know that I'm the plug. I be booted up, my shoulders in the truck. Ayy, your broski keep it in a tug. Nigga talking about it, but he never running up. Put this shit in motion so I'm never staying stuck. Don't be acting starstruck every time they show you love. Ayy, but now they tell me I switched up. Take this backwood to the face, then grab my cup. Shawty say she coming through, she on her way to fuck. It's a lot of lust, not a lot of love. Ayy, I stack it up, can't get enough. See your shorty with you, she look at me and she blush. I'm a jiggy nigga, I don't take her out to lunch. It's a lot of lust, not a lot of love. Ayy, bitch, not a lot of love. It's a lot of lust, not a lot of love. Not a lot of love, it's a lot of lust, not a lot of love.
We got Donna Summer playing, and you know what that means? It's time to talk about love. Deep, deep love. You know, that kind of love that requires a lot of breathing? Kind of you have to just lay back and just sort of breathe your way through it. This isn't Donna Summer, it's Diana Ross! Oh my god, I literally Fox News myself on my very first show. Aretha Franklin? Please! Please, meet Patti LaBelle. I mean, Jesus Christ. Look, I'm not here to talk about Fox News. I'm here to talk about me, damn it. It's my show. And I was talking earlier about this really hot guy that just blew me away when I was with Tyler. Saw him on the street, looking hot, wearing really sexy pants, had great tattoos. Ooh, he was rich. He was beautiful. He was hot. When I mean rich, I don't mean money rich, honey. I'm talking about he has presence. He has BDE, okay? And I know that sounds like a disease, but honey, it is a disease I want. We're talking big dick energy here, honey, on Andyland Radio. Nonetheless, first show. Shout out to me. So I need a date. And if anyone is out there listening, please, honey, date me. Because it's been a solid decade. And, you know, I'm a soft six. You know, I'm not a five or a four. I'm a soft six, maybe a soft seven on a Thursday when I'm not doing the show. And I have time to rest and relax. But, if anyone's listening and wants to take me on a date, let's do it. I'm going to give you my list of things that I find hot in a guy. Number one, hockey hair. Ooh, let me tell you, hockey hair is hot. Just run your hand through that hair. Woo, honey, make you smack your mama. It's beautiful. Also, I like a guy who's really chill and quiet because I'm kind of loud. So when I'm around him, I'd feel like super obnoxious being loud. So I'm going to chill out and be quiet too. I like a guy who's kind of contemporary. Like, I don't want someone who's, like, living in a decade, like, before now. I like people who live in the now. So if they're like, oh my god, that's so 2007. I don't care, honey. You live in that decade, but you ain't living in my house. Let me tell you. Number four, I like a guy who has their own career. Because I'm a career guy. I like to spend my time devoted to me. So I need a guy who's devoted to them. And then we can come together and have some fun. Just like what the song is about to do right now. Ooh, it's gonna break. Let's just feel this for a second. Ah! Yes! I feel the spirit! Ow! Ow! I need my Martin Luther King prayer fan, honey! Vogue! Sorry, something just came over me. It's Diana Ross. I don't know what to say. All right. Where are we? Number five. I love a man who drives his own car. Because, honey, I don't drive at all. I take the bus. It takes me 2 hours to get anywhere in a good day. So if he drives, I don't care what type of car you have. If you drive, honey, I'm there for you. I like a guy who likes to go camping. A guy who's really good with nature and outdoors. Because I'm not. I mean, I am. I can do it. As long as I have vodka with me, I'm fine wherever I am. So if you like to camp, I don't know. You might be right for me. Number seven, I like a guy who's financially stable. Not because I'm not, but because I don't want to have to always pay for somebody else. It gets kind of tiring. And then before you know it, I'm not financially stable because I'm paying for your ass. So, you know, just have at least a couple hundred shekels in the bank. You know, just have 500 bucks in the bank. I don't even care. You don't have to be loaded. Just have some money so the car don't bounce. Number eight, I like a guy who's not too clingy. Like, there's nothing worse than a guy who's, like, texting you all the time. Trying to, like, get all up in your business. Oh, baby, I love you. Who cares? I don't care. I don't want to hear this every day. It's going to exhaust me. And then I'm going to be copying and pasting texts or writing back lol all the time. Like, you know when you, like, write back someone you really don't mean to write back to them? Anything? Like, you don't put any thought. You just type in lol. Yeah, I do that. Sometimes. Number nine, I like a guy who's good at conversation. Because you know what? I have my own radio show, so I'm great at conversation. I love talking to people. I love meeting people. You know, the guy can be quiet against the wall. He doesn't always have to be standing out. That's why I like a quiet, chill dude. But if I bring you somewhere, like, at least have some conversation to be nice to other people. Number 10, I like a guy with lots of friends or just is fun when he's around people. So this is my list. This is my top 10 list of things that I need in a guy. And I'm feeling a little lonely these days. And guess what? I have my own radio show. So if you want to hang out with someone fun, you let me know. If you go to AndyLandRadio.com, we're going to put up a button on the site where people can send in their information, their deets, and go on a date with me. So there you go. We got some fun stuff coming up. We have Jay Retard waiting for something. We have Swimmers with Harry Dean, Ovlov, Baby Alligator. We're going to be talking about the VMAs. We're going to be getting into that soon. So for all of you listening at home, thank you. This is Andy Land Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Want to get social? Follow us at Andyland Radio on Instagram for exclusive content. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
CITR 101.9 FM. This is Andrew Willis. You're listening to Andyland Radio, and we got the VMAs to talk about. That's going to be coming up next after we listen to Harry Dean Stanton by Swimmers. Now, Waiting for Something, which we just listened to, was actually on The Handmaid's Tale, which I have been obsessed with. I cannot stop watching it. I could probably never read it, but I can definitely watch it. So there you go. It's Elizabeth Moss. She really does it for me. She is such an incredible actress. And that song was actually used in the very like politically charged series. And I love that song. I just think it's such a great pairing. And actually, the song we're going to be hearing next, Harry Dean Stanton by Swimmers, was used by Eddie Slimane in, of course, my favorite brand, Saint Laurent, in 2015 for one of their runway shows. So here we go. Harry Dean with by Swimmers on Andyland Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
a better man. Better believe it, or maybe leave it. Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your text, I wanna be like you. Ayo, other man, there's no weapon in my hand. Dead calls, strip malls. Ayo, other guy, feel the pride inside. My mind, I'm blind. I'm breathing, I bleed too. I'm pretty much see-through. And I got old blue. I wanna be like you.
To grip the sheets and bite the pillow. We're topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
That is right. We have the VMAs to talk about here on Andyland Radio. Did anyone watch the VMAs on Monday night? It was nuts. First of all, I would like to know what the Con Ed bill was, the electrical company in New York for Radio City Music Hall. That place was lit up like crazy. But you know what was not lit up? And I'm reading this on Rolling Stone. Is that apparently the ratings were in. Well, surprise. That's the first thing anyone really cares about. 5.5 million viewers on MTV and then simulcast on a bunch of different affiliate networks. I'm sure Robert Bakish, who's the president of Viacom, is probably freaking out right now. But here's the thing. Knock, knock. Who's there? Yeah, it's called I don't have cable. Do you have cable? I know Tyler has cable because he was watching it earlier today. I was like, what the hell? But yeah, like, I mean, nobody's watching TV, you know. People are going to watch it later. Guess what I was doing Monday? I wasn't watching the VMAs. I was out working. I was doing stuff. And I said to myself, hey, I can just go check these later on YouTube. I can find the highlights, you know. Go on mtv.com or .ca or wherever you are and watch the VMAs later. So no one's watching this. I mean, Robert Bakish needs to chill out if he's getting some flack about ratings because no one really cares. Apparently, everyone in television is having a really hard time with ratings. ABC, Fox News, NBC, CBS, they all saw 13% fewer viewers this week than last year. So ratings are down across the board, across all networks. So Mr. Bakish can sit back and chill out and get his bonus. Look, I'm not here to talk about Robert Bakish and his professional career. Ariana Grande is probably the best thing to ever happen to Pete Davidson because I've heard more about him through her than I ever did from his SNL career. It was really funny, though. You know what really got me laughing was Steven Tyler at the beginning of the show. Like, I love how they have like a throwback, like, you know, because Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, he was always like the big figure during like the early 90s for MTV for the Video Music Awards. Like, you know, he was always like this big character in the 90s. And so they show like this clip of him at the beginning, just sitting there in the audience. And anyone who hates on Caitlyn Jenner, you know, and listens to Aerosmith, you know, there's an issue there. He looks like Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, the only thing different is that he's not transgender. He has the long hair. He has the lips. I'm like, Caitlyn, is that you? It looks like you haven't had coffee in a week. I mean, he looked rough, but I thought it was pretty funny. Shawn Mendes, I wasn't that impressed by his performance. Like, yeah, he's hot. And by the way, I think he was rocking a Saint Laurent boot. I know about Saint Laurent. I love Saint Laurent, so a little plug for them, like as if they need it. But his performance really didn't impress me all that much. And then the water falling down. Okay, well, of course that's hot. But there's something about Shawn Mendes. And I'll say this right now, live on air. Shawn Mendes looks like Shawn Mendes is too tired for sex. Like, he just seems like the kind of boyfriend you would have. He'd be like, I just want to cuddle. He does not seem like the grab you, throw you down, have a good time, or even just like have any spontaneity. He just seems so tired, like physically tired, maybe emotionally tired. He just seems like a sad boy. And I'm not a fan of sad boys. I need energy. As you've been listening, it's like an LA rock fest, punk fest here in Andyland. The set was amazing. It blew me away. It was like 10 times better than the Super Bowl. It was lit up like to high heaven. Again, I would like to know how much it cost for the electric bill for that night. It was just insane. I had never seen Radio City Music Hall lit up that way before in my life. And what I loved about it was they totally didn't just keep the performers on stage, like either, you know, oh, here we are presenting in the center stage with a little walkout and, oh, look to your right and there's a band performing. No. Like there's a band in the back. There's a band in the, and, you know, everywhere. There's performers. You had Brendan from Panic at the Disco. Hello. Who I thought was like in retirement, but I guess the kids love him, I suppose, because he played a full song. And let me tell you, if there is anybody in show business right now who really knows how to give, all right, who's been doing it for a while, it's Brendan from Panic at the Disco. I mean, I'm not a big fan, but he sang so well. He just had all this energy. He's jumping around, smiling. Like, this is a guy who's not over show business. And that's what I love, especially when I noticed this at the VMAs. If you look, when they do the cut to, the cameras would cut to people in the audience, you always just see these people are just sitting there like kind of sad or kind of depressed or just like, you know, not really smiling, not really into the music. And at one point, there was this one lady, you'll see this at the beginning of the show, right during Shawn Mendes's performance. There's this lady wearing yellow and she's sitting in the audience and she just looks so unimpressed. And that's what I hate about award shows, is that when you go to an award show, you don't just sit there and just kind of tune out and check out and check your phone. There's a lot of words I want to say right now because that's how angry I get when I think of people who do that. But it is your privilege. You are there. You're dressed up. It is Hollywood. It is show business. You give, and you smile, and you love it because you're there. It's the party. Like, that is where everything is at. And everything was there in New York City, right there in Midtown Manhattan, right off of Times Square. At Radio City Music Hall yesterday. Blake Lively, I love when she went and introduced the Rockettes, and then the Rockettes actually showed up. Like, that was just a really cute thing for me. And it was like a quick little thing. It didn't have to be this long, elaborate Oscars sort of like, here's a 5-minute song and dance. No, they just came out and then they left and got out of there. So I thought that was cool. G-Eazy, by the way, hello, looking sexy as hell. Again, I don't know what it is. He's quiet. He's chill. He's hot. He's got a career. I'm sure he has a car. I don't know if he loves camping. He's definitely financially stable. I don't know if he's too clingy, but he doesn't give me that vibe. Lots of friends. He doesn't have hockey hair. I'm just checking off the list of 10 things that I like in a guy, which I mentioned earlier in the show. But geez, he looked absolutely amazing. So that was that. That was the VMAs. I don't know. Let me know what you think about the VMAs. At Andyland Radio on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Get at me. I want to know. I want to know what your thoughts are on that. But here's the thing. And I'll loop back to ratings and all that before we get into new music here on the show. It's okay. The VMAs are not over. They're not going to die. They're not going to go anywhere. They're still going to be there. Just stream them. Like, seriously. I don't understand this. NBC, you know, a bunch of other people, they all have a stake in Hulu, right? Like, why doesn't anyone just get out to Netflix and say, hey, we're just going to do MTV, part of the parent company Viacom. We're just going to get together with you guys and do MTV and Netflix. Like we're just going to exclusively show it on Netflix. And we'll also, of course, air it. You know, I don't know. I'm not a wizard at this, but I don't think people need to be worried about the VMAs going away anytime soon. So that's that. We're going to be getting into some new music later on in the show, but first, let's move our feet a little bit. Junior Senior next on Andyland Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
making you feel smarter and happier. It's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis on CITR 101.9 FM. We're talking about it. Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
One thing I really want to talk about is Nicki Minaj last night was just unreal. I don't know what it is about her, what she's doing, but her thighs are like gigantic. And you know what? This is actually an issue. We need to talk about this. It's an issue not because, you know, I'm against naturally larger bodies. I think bodies come in all shapes and sizes, and that's great. But something is not, I found something just seemed not right about that booty. It was way too big. It was a gigantic, out of this world booty. But you know what? Why not? I think it's really cool. It's neat. She performed actually at the VMAs at the Oculus in Lower Manhattan, not too far away from Radio City Music Hall. And that would have been a really good show to see. I think it was like a Pepsi sponsored like offsite event from the actual VMAs. I think she took an actual helicopter over there, to tell you the truth. Or you know what? Maybe she didn't. I don't know. They had this like little shot of like a helicopter going with like the Queen logo on the side for a new album. And but anyways, everyone was just like going for it. She had this insane medley. She was dripping in gold, which, I mean, when you're Nicki Minaj, why not? You know, I will give you a little fun fact, though. Chris Habana, who is actually a really near and dear friend of mine from New York, he's been designing jewelry. Designing accessories for a while now, at least over a decade. He just designed a gold bra and matching bikini bottom for Nicki Minaj. And he posted that on his Instagram. So a shout out to Chris Habana. We love you here in Andyland. I will never forget, I bought this hat from Chris Habana. Like, remember when those work hats were like really big, or they have like glass letters on a black baseball cap with like mirrors behind them? I bought this one. It was like a $400 baseball cap, and it said work on it. And I wore it and I loved it. I got so many compliments on it, and then it fell off and broke. And I didn't have the shackles to actually get a new one. So that's a little funny little thing. So yeah, Nicki Minaj, I don't know what's going on with her butt, but if you know, please let me know at Andyland Radio on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Shout out to me, slide into my DMs, and let me know about that. We have new music here by Always on Andyland Radio. And fun fact about that, Always just won the 2018 Best Alternative Album at the Junos. So congratulations to her. New music by Always in Undertow on Andyland Radio.
New music, new music, new music on CITR 101.9 FM.
Talk about Madonna at the VMAs for a moment. Let's just spin a wheel and see which country it lands on for cultural appropriation on this one for her. It is nuts. Well, apparently it landed on Morocco because she came out at the VMAs to give this non-tribute tribute to Aretha Franklin. I mean, no, there's no way it's a tribute to Aretha Franklin, because they just showed a gigantic photograph of her coming down on this, like, stage. It's like 100,000 feet big. It's like this gigantic photo of Aretha Franklin. And then Madonna comes out looking like she's schlepped the whole, you know, Moroccan bazaar with her, wearing this stuff on her head and all this other stuff. I mean, good, great. Okay, cool. That's fun. But I mean, honey, come on. She's wearing this tashiki thing. It's like this weird, bizarre poncho. And then she decides to go into this insane diatribe about how she grew up and, you know, she was in Detroit and there's some stuff that happened there. And then, you know, the classic, she always pulls this story out of her purse anytime she can. Oh, yeah. And then I showed up in New York with like $35 and, like, you know, I had to make it as a singer. And she just goes on about herself. And then she talks into this like weird ramble about Aretha Franklin, how the only song she knew is Respect. Well, okay, and then she sang it, and then she wowed some guy, and she ended up going to Paris or something, and I don't know. But anyway, so she just, she's getting flack right now, because a lot of people said it was really disrespectful to Aretha Franklin, especially during a tribute, to just talk about yourself, and, you know, that's all she did. But then Madonna's now saying that, oh, no, it wasn't a tribute. Well, then what the hell was it? I mean, you tell me. She's reinventing tributes, apparently. God, who knows? We got the symposium here with Creeper on Andyland Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Dead Soft with Phase on Andyland Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Andrew Willis, and that song, geez, it reminds me, I need to get out to LA. I got to get out of here. It's too smoky, it's too funky, it's too weird, and I'm single. But I'm starting to get, my inbox actually has two messages from people who would like to go on a date with me. So it looks like I might have two dates lined up. Who knew? Thank you so much, CITR, for putting me on the air. Now I can finally find a boyfriend, or at least someone to canoodle with the last week or two that we have left of summer. And then school starts in September. So it's a little bit funky, but you know, I'm not going to have any summertime sadness, but I'm definitely going to get high by the beach. Maybe hang out with a boy by the beach. But I really wish that beach was in LA. That's what Dead Soft does for me. That was Phase. We have Pop Medicine by Adrian Teacher and The Subs next on Andyland Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Need a quickie? We have you covered. Visit AndylandRadio.com for clips from previous episodes. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
The more you listen, the more you hear. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
Thank you.
towel with treasure on Andyland Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That last song, they're from Edmonton, Alberta, which is super wild and fun. And actually, the song before that, Pop Medicine by Adrian Teacher and the Subs. Adrian Teacher and the Subs is from Vancouver. They're from here. They're from my hometown. So two Canadian golden nuggets. Love them. I'm sending you all my love. So that's all. That's all, guys. That's it. That's it for today's show. Catch me next week on Wednesday, 10:30 Pacific Standard Time, 12:30 Central. Special thanks to all the artists and to all of you for listening. This is a really good first show. If you want to catch episodes of the show, exclusive content, or sign up to be on the show, visit andylandradio.com. Want to take episodes on the go? Subscribe to Andyland Radio on iTunes and Google Play. To slide into my DMs or see what I'm up to, like, share, and follow me at Andyland Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Until next week, good night, friends, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis on CITR 101.9 FM is broadcast and taped live from the traditional ancestral unceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit andylandradio.com. Andyland Radio is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance is provided in part by Dora Dubber, Madeline Taylor, Alex DeBoer, Miles Black, and Saman Gharib. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks.